And now to our C-suite conversations here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We dig into the business climate in our state, talk with leaders who run companies that have deep roots here, ATI Forged Products, threads a history through Cudahy in forging and machining, going back almost 120 years as it acquired Ladish in 2011. Working in that age-old practice of forging metal in a variety of finished products, now they bring to market high-strength components for jet engines, for deep-sea submersibles, for rotor hub parts for helicopters. Join in on manufacturing, on heavy machining in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. Jim Might is president of ATI Forged Products, which is headquartered in Cudahy. Jim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
Goodness. I was watching one of your old videos yesterday showing that hot forging process and the hammer slamming down on the metal, like blow by blow, shaping it inside this crazy hot furnace. I mean, can you take us inside your plant and explain some of these processes?
Yeah, that's perfect. And it's a great lead in, and it's very exciting what we do here in Cudahy and in Wisconsin. So really what we focus on is producing materials that can withstand the toughest conditions, as you mentioned, like the high temperature and jet engines or the aggressive environments in space. And we do that by transforming material at elevated temperatures through various forging processes. And our two key ones that we focus on is isothermal forging and super hot die forging. And those are really our superpowers in the industry. Probably one or two other companies in the world can do what we do. So we take that material, heat it at around 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and forge it into complex shapes for our customers and enable them to achieve their greatest achievements. And that's our focus.
You know, as I watched, I was thinking about these people, these workers, but also as artisans in this process, and wondering just how does their technology prowess, how do their hands make all of this happen in forging?
Yeah, it's another great question. And it's really built on a large amount of experience. You know, over 40 years of world-class engineering and technical knowledge. As I mentioned, the isothermal forging and super hot die, very tightly controlled processes and machines that we've helped develop in the industry over time in order to produce the parts that we manufacture. So it's a continuous evolution. And we continue to focus on that as we grow. As we grow with the marketplace, we recently installed our fourth isothermal press in Cudahy, and we're bringing another press back online as we see the demand increase in jet engines.
Does that mean that you need to hire up more workers?
Yes, it does. This year has been growth for us across our operations in Wisconsin. Year to date, we've hired around 80 individuals for our team. And we have openings for another 40. So if there's anybody interested out there, I recommend they go to atimaterials.com and look at the job openings that are out there for us.
You can even recruit while you're talking to us here. Go right. Go right ahead.
Drop that in there for sure.
here's a question though. How do you secure these rare exotic metals or other materials that don't exist in Wisconsin?
Yeah. So as part of being part of ATI, we're fortunate that we have an integrated supply chain. So our sister company in North Carolina produces the materials for us. The billet and material we get in as input materials produced in North Carolina. And then we look at, how we make sure from a supply chain standpoint, we're protected, making sure we get the raw materials we need around the world to support our production.
Some have called those exotic rare metals black gold because without them, all sorts of technology can't come to fruition, like even green technology, wind turbines and electric cars and solar panels. Do you worry about their scarcity and the job of extracting rare earth elements needed for the new technologies that you make?
I don't think we're worried about it. You know, one thing that we've done over the last several years and making sure we have taken the right actions and steps to safeguard our operations and to safeguard our company, and looking at the different levers we can pull to make sure we have the right supply chain in place for the long term.
Supply chain has been such a huge headache for so many industries, so many companies. What has it been like for your business, for your company?
You know, I think it's been a challenge, just like everyone else, facing some supply chain issues. But as I mentioned, you know, we're well positioned, having an integrated supply of material, to support our forging processes. We've planned for the growth in aerospace and jet engines. Obviously we're excited that it's here and continues. So I think we're well positioned for that, going through the next several years. And we continue to, as I mentioned, continue to find the levers that we can pull to make sure we offset any challenges we face in the supply chain.
What you also need is energy to run these furnaces, to run this type of production. And we have talked about here on our show about the electric grid and energy sources. Do you think the state is adequately meeting your energy needs? What do you see there?
Yeah, I believe so, Kate. Things that we focus on, sustainability is definitely a core value for ATI. And one thing we've been working with is We Energies to try to figure out how we can reduce our energy use. In 2021, We Energies did provide us an award with an Energy Efficiency Excellence Award. We've really focused on how we can reduce our consumption by replacing around 7,000 light bulbs with LEDs. We've saved over 100,000 therms of natural gas and 6 million kilowatts hours of electricity. So it's been a key focus of ours. It's not just here in our plant, but we also think about the community. We had about 8 acres of unused land here in Cudahy, and we recently installed and partnered to install 7,000 solar panels, which helps to power around 700 homes in the local area.
Jim Might, president of ATI Forge Products, operating in locations worldwide, making parts for jet engines, as we've been talking about, the defense industry as well. Join in on complex manufacturing, specialty alloys, the future of machining in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. You're listening to The Morning Show, back in a minute with Jim Might and more from our CEO series on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation on the business climate in Wisconsin today with the CEO of ATI Forged Products. This is a company with a history that traces back to its operations in Cudahy that started in the early 20th century forging camshafts for agricultural and construction implements. Today, a leader in the R&D of super alloys and specialty metal forging. Join in 800-642-1234. President Jim Might with us for about 9 more minutes. Jim, let's talk about the size and power and the heat of these machines, as we talked about earlier, can make the work dangerous. What do safety regulators require for how often machines need to be checked and maintained? What is that like?
Yeah, so, another core value for ATI is safety, and it's something we're focused on every day, making sure that we continue a journey to get to a zero injury culture, right? That's where we want to get to, so every individual, every teammate comes in and leaves the same way every day. Very focused at how we do that, how we protect our team, making sure they're safe. And that includes our equipment and machines. So we're very focused at how we provide maintenance and review of those equipment. So each piece is on a set frequency where we perform the proper maintenance and safety checks, be it daily, monthly, or quarterly.
How are workers trained on these machines and on the operations that not only shape your culture, but shape the metal that they're making?
So it depends on the operation and the process, but there is, defined and standards from a training standpoint. Some of it can be upwards of, 1500 hours of training before they're a full-time operator or a full-time teammate on that process. So significant amount of training to make sure that the operators are doing it properly and doing it safely, making sure that we're producing the high quality parts that we need to support our customers with. And we have a terrific team to do that every single day.
What about federal oversight? President Biden last year ordered OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, to update its pandemic guidance and have more uniformity in keeping workers safe on the job. I'm curious, how would you characterize federal enforcement of workplace safety standards in the inspections you've been a part of?
I think from our perspective, it's a partnership. It's something, as we think about our journey from a safety standpoint and building that zero injury culture, it's another set of eyes that can help us move along that journey. We're open to having, those set of eyes come in and see what we don't see every day, or help us see new things and new opportunities to continue to improve, to make sure we do keep our employees safe. That's our focus. And as I mentioned, that's a core value to us. So we look for those opportunities to improve and get better.
I want to talk here about workforce, because you said you do have dozens of job openings. And last month, we talked with Nick Pinchuk, who is the president and CEO of Snap-on. That's the, the Kenosha-based company that manufactures tools and equipment. And he talked about U.S. manufacturers struggling to find workers.
Right now, there are 900,000 manufacturing jobs open. And there are two reasons for that. We don't have the skills. And two, manufacturing and other technical careers have a PR problem. People view them as what other people's kids do.
How do you think the industry could get more workers in the door?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's, a very tight market that we're in. I think for us, our mission is to make sure we're an employer of choice. We want to make sure we're moving fast to hire and working very hard to attract the best candidates at every level. Part of that is making sure we have an offer of a competitive pay, good benefits, and opportunities for growth. Want to make sure it's not just a job, it's really focused at a career. And our focus, is not just looking at what's in the market today, but making sure we're trying to drive down into high schools and middle schools in our local communities so that they can understand the careers that are available. Because there are great careers within our shops and in our facilities within ATI. And we want to make sure we're pulling that lever to continue to support our growth that we need.
But how do you shake the stereotypes then that manufacturing is dirty work, it's someone else's work, and this push for kids to go toward these four-year schools?
Yeah, I think it is, some of that PR, getting into middle schools and high schools, talking to the students and the kids, and also to the parents. I'm a strong advocate that, within our communities, we have great manufacturing jobs here in Cudahy and throughout Wisconsin. And then, I think we have to tie it to the products that we make. The products that we're providing and producing here, people rely on every day. And they're in the most challenging and extraordinary conditions. Every time you fly on an airplane, there's parts that are produced in Wisconsin on the jet engine, parts that are produced in Cudahy. And they're cutting edge, right? And you mentioned the super alloys and the titanium alloys that we produce. There's only a few competitors in the world that can do that. And we're doing it right here and providing something that everybody relies on every single day.
Jim Might with us, president of ATI Forge Products, headquartered in Cudahy, part of our series of conversations with Wisconsin's major corporate leaders. You can join in 800-642-1234. ATI, you know, employs about 750 people in Wisconsin. Correct me there if that's not right. You know, this is engineers and operators and support staff, highly skilled in material science. When you look at the rising, skyrocketing inflation and the low unemployment, the dozens of openings, is there pressure for you to raise wages to stay competitive in manufacturing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that, you know, we want to make sure we are competitive from a wage and compensation standpoint and also a benefit standpoint. And we look at what the market has, and we want to make sure we're trying to stay ahead of that. And comparing, you know, not just here in Wisconsin, but throughout our other operations in the U.S. of how we can do that. But it's not just all about wage. I mean, that's an important part, but we want to make sure, as I mentioned, that it's about a career. And it's long-term growth for individuals within ATI.
We have less than a minute left, but what could Wisconsin do to improve the business climate for manufacturers here?
I think from our perspective, we have a good partnership with Wisconsin. You know, you mentioned we've been here for almost 120 years. We're proud to be part of the Wisconsin community, and we look for opportunities to grow. And what we've been successful with is really working with the MMAC, which is the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, along with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, WEDC, to understand, you know, how we can work together and partner to support our growth. We've been very successful over the last several years of investing in Wisconsin, expanding our footprint in Appleton and a few other areas. And they've been a supportive partner with that. So I think you have to find the right partnerships to support the growth that we need and continue to find those opportunities.
Jim, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome very much, Kate. Thank you.
Jim Might is president of ATI Forged Products that is based in Cudahy. All summer long, we're having a series of conversations with leaders from Wisconsin's largest employers as we check in with the C-suites of companies that are deeply invested in our state. You can find these programs, back conversations, wpr.org/mornings. Connect with me on LinkedIn to further the conversation. I'm listed under my name, Kate Archer Kent. This is The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.